Even if it fails, you learn a lot, I think. And you will always keep the people that you met anyway. So I think it's worth it to try it. Why not?
Has it been your dream to become an engineer, to switch from the job that you're working right now, be taken seriously, get a full-time salary, and be coding? Then go to hackreactor.com, the trusted resource to become a credible engineer. That's hackreactor.com/scholarships if you want to check out more on how to become an engineer at no cost at all. Remember to enter in the code Women in Tech. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to patreon.com/womenintech. That's patreon.com/womenintech to make a small contribution to keep this podcast going. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am in Stavanger, Norway. So excited to be here with X2 Labs, a startup factory. And we have a very, very, very special episode. Now, I'm sitting in a conference room, so you guys may hear a little bit of echo, but we will get through it. And you also hear my frog voice because I've been traveling for 92 days today. What? Meaning incredible women in tech around the world. So primarily Europe, let's just be real. Not the world yet, but we will get there. But first, I want to introduce you to the women sitting next to me right now. I have so many fabulous women going through the X2 Labs Accelerator Program. Go ahead and tell us about what the Accelerator Program here at X2 is.
Hi, well, I'm Lynn. I work as a program director here at X2 Labs. It's a startup factory where we use 4 weeks to take our participants through a journey and a half. Starting with day one, we introduce everyone to each other and put them together in teams. And then depending on what industry the accelerator program is working towards, they get presented challenges in the industry and try to solve them during the 4 weeks working with different innovation tools. So there's pivot after pivot after pivot. And we're trying to speed up the way entrepreneurship is happening in Stavanger. I'm currently a program director in X2 Labs. I'm a former petroleum engineer.
What? How did you go from petroleum engineer to a program director for an accelerator?
I did dive headfirst into something where I found a lot more enthusiasm and joy than I did in my previous roles. And I met some really cool people.
And when was X2 created?
In September last year.
So cool. And what is this particular cohort about that will be meeting all these fabulous women? What type of cohort have they just gone through?
Our current participants are working with aquaculture, a traditionally very male-dominant industry in Norway. A large industry in Norway and one that's due to be growing a lot and taking on board a lot of technology. In the past, there's been a lot of manual work and we're seeing an urge to want to move into tech and wireless solutions. And that's why we're all here.
And how can people find out more about X2 online?
Go to our Facebook page, X2 Labs, or our website, x2labs.io.
Perfect. And how can people connect with you directly?
Find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Write me a message. I will respond.
I mean, one thing I want to bring up before we start getting into these dynamic companies is X2 Labs was created by someone. Sean has the most amazing energy. Can you tell us a little bit about Sean?
Of course I can. An amazing source of energy that all the participants that meet him, you pick it up straight away. One of our first participants in our Smart City program, I overheard a conversation between him and Sean at 8:30 in the morning. And the conversation went something like, "Oh, Sean, you completely fucked me up last night. I was sitting in bed with my laptop doing a survey at 4 a.m. You got me thinking about all of these things that we need to be doing. And I just couldn't stop until I'd done it."
That's amazing. And what inspired Sean to create X2?
Having worked with startups for a long time and having failed a few startups, he knew a lot of what worked and what didn't work and how people need to be working together in teams with a diverse background to fill each other's gaps.
What are the core principles of X2 in finding success as a startup?
For me, I always come back to being open to learning new things, enthusiastic about whatever you meet on your way there, and to dare to make a choice and do the action that's required, just a little step in the right direction to learn something new.
Or even sometimes in the wrong direction, but at least you're stepping forward, right?
Exactly. Keep moving and connect.
Yeah.
It's the number one principle that we keep coming back to. You're never alone in it.
No.
Even though it feels like you're sitting on top of your own mountain sometimes.
Totally. I love it. How can people connect with you directly online?
Send me an email, linn@x2labs.io, or find me on Facebook or LinkedIn.
And tell us a little bit about this name that I can't pronounce.
Stavanger?
Stavanger. Oh my gosh, you guys. I don't know how I'm going to survive this traveling pronouncing cities in other countries. Tell us a little bit about the city.
It's one of the larger cities on the Norwegian southwestern coast. In the last 15, 20 years, it's been booming with oil industry, and a lot of people have been moving to Stavanger because of it. It's a quite multicultural city in term as far as Norway goes because of it. And it has a quite nice restaurant scene. What we're going through right now is a not-so-booming oil and gas industry, which is definitely setting the tone a little bit on the city. It's a very nice place to live if you like to be outdoors. You're close to the mountains and to the beach. Our maybe main downfall is the beach is only nice for 2 days every year.
That's so funny. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. I like love incorporating X2 into the show. This has been amazing.
Thank you, Esprit.
Hi, my name is Anne Cecilia, and I work as a social media marketing manager and program director for X2 Labs.
And what made you passionate? Like, when did you start working with X2?
4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And when did you become passionate about technology?
4 months ago.
Oh, wow. How did you discover the opportunity?
Actually, through Sean Shaner.
And how did you both meet?
We actually met during an info session for the programs.
And what attracted you to the info session to want to attend?
Actually, the startup community in Stavanger is kind of hidden. You sort of have to know people to know about it. But X2 Labs sort of broadcasted everything online and was like, you can start your own company if you want to. We will give you the tools. We will give you a team. We will help you. And that was made me interested.
That's awesome. And what would you say has been your biggest takeaway in the last 4 months of working with X2 Labs so far?
That it's actually possible for everyone to create something themselves, as long as you're put together with the right people and you get the right tools and the right mentors. It's amazing what you can do.
So how can people find you online?
Facebook or LinkedIn or email. I have a very Norwegian name, which might be hard for you to find, but Anne Cecilia Ekan.
Please do spell it for
okay.
us.
A-N-E-C-E-C-I-L-I-E-K-E-R-N. And my email is ace@x2labs.io.
Awesome.
Okay, my name is Gry Løkke. And I'm a co-founder in the company Sealice.
And you're going through the cohort of X2 Labs right now.
Yes,
right?
I am.
And how did you discover X2?
The first time I heard of them was actually in the local newspaper.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
People still read the newspaper.
Yeah, actually. And it was in paper too.
Awesome. Wow. Taking it back.
Yeah.
Learning about the digital age via the whole age. And what made you passionate about your company?
Because we think we have found a new approach to solve a problem, a different approach than they have today. So that's make me very passionate about it.
What's the pain point your company solves?
The problem we solve, we are working with salmon farming, and the salmons, they are getting infected by sea lice. So we are trying to prevent the infection of sea lice for salmon.
And tell us, you know, especially people not from here, like people in LA, yeah, probably have no clue what any of that means.
No.
Can you break it down? Like, what's sea lice and, like, how does it affect salmon? And like, break it down to someone that knows nothing about anything.
Yeah, I guess you have heard about head lice.
Yes, unfortunately. yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing, but on the salmons instead.
And how big is this problem?
Actually, it's quite huge. In the Norwegian sea farming, last year, they used 5 to 6 billion on this problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it seems like, at least for someone like me, like that doesn't know much about that, it seems like a really large endeavor to like, to tackle. How do you take the first steps forward? Like, I mean, where are you in your company today?
First, we interviewed quite a lot of scientists that has worked with this problem to see what could attract these sea lice. So we are planning to catch them in a trap with certain attractors instead of them getting on the salmon.
And do you just like look up the yellow pages and call scientists, or how do you get in touch with them?
We have great help in X2Labs. So they have invited people for us that we can talk to.
It's amazing.
Yeah, really amazing. And of course, they know some other people that we can call.
Ghostbusters. And how can people connect with you online?
We have a web page they can have a look at, and that's bluelice.no. And our email address is post@bluelice.no.
And how can people connect with you directly? Are you on Twitter?
With me personally?
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook and I'm at LinkedIn. And my name is Gry Løkke, and that's a Norwegian name, of course. So I write it with a Norwegian letter. So. But Gry Løkke.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Flavie Gouin, and I'm the co-founder of Fish & Sea.
And you're going through the X2 Labs.
Yes, yeah. As well. I'm going through the program, and we started 2 weeks ago now. So.
And what does your company do?
Our company, Fish & Sea, is focusing on monitoring the level of sea lice in the cage on the salmon. Because the fish farmers have to check every week and count on count the number of sea lice on the sample. So we try to save them some time and make their work much easier.
And what are the first steps you take to start executing on that?
So we decided to talk first to the fish farmers to check that actually it's an issue for them. And yes, indeed, it's a big issue. It takes a lot of time, and the fish get very stressed, and that can be quite dangerous for the fish.
And what would you say has been your favorite thing about X2, being a part of this particular accelerator program?
I think it's fantastic to be a part of a team you don't know, and then to actually start with strangers, and then it becomes your colleagues, your friends, your team. And I think it's the best achievement as well to just have a good atmosphere, work atmosphere, and to feel that we can do something great together.
And what do you have a website yet?
Yep, wax.fishandsea, works.
In order to check it out further, go to x2fishandsea.wixsite.com. That's x2fishandsea.wixsite.com. How can people connect with you online?
They can find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. So my name is Flavie Gouin. So
yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Easy, if you can spell it, yeah.
FlavieGouhin.
Thank you so much for being on the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Emilie Lima. I'm from Stavanger, Norway, and I'm in the startup company Jeet Innovation.
And how did you discover X2 Labs?
I heard it from a friend who also participated in it.
And what does your company do?
We also focus on the sea lice problem, but we focus on the cleaner fish, which eat the lice. Yeah, so the cleaner fish die quite quickly after delivery. So we want to extend their lives by making a cage with an environment that they feel comfy in.
And why were you passionate about this idea?
We pivoted a lot, but ended up with this because we have one in our team has worked in this industry for a long time, and he suggested this idea, and we trusted him.
And how long have you been working on this now?
For 2 weeks and 2 weeks to go. So we're really excited.
And what would you say is the biggest takeaway you've had so far in being through the X2 program?
I think I've grown a bit. I can be shy sometimes, and this has helped me to grow. And I've talked to people high up in the systems that I don't know or haven't heard of before, and I've gotten a lot of this.
Was it intimidating to join an accelerator program when you discovered it? Like, oh my gosh, like, am I really going to take this idea and start to make something up? What was that process in discovering X2 and then actually taking the steps forward to be a part of it?
I'm unemployed, so I just had to try. And I really want to I really want to save the world, change the world. So here's a great place to start.
I love it. And how can people connect with you online?
I have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn profile, and you can contact our company on contact@jeet.no.
And can you spell your name so if people want to look you up on Facebook or LinkedIn?
It's EMILIELIMA.
Perfect. Awesome.
Hey, I'm Claudia Casanova. I'm the co-founder of MERD Services. And our idea is to attack or to take care of the salmon by checking the cage so we can detect holes, so we can give an early warning for the escapees.
You're not from Norway.
Nope.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chile.
Oh, wow. I used to live in Santiago.
All right.
Yeah. And when did you move here?
I moved around 5 years ago. I came to Norway to do my master's degree. And then I like the bad weather and I say, why not stay a bit longer?
And how did you discover X2?
By Facebook.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Facebook works.
Yeah.
And and how long have you been working on your company?
2 weeks.
So it's you just conceived of the idea. Is that everybody? You've all been working.
Yes.
You all conceived the idea 2 weeks ago as well.
Exactly.
Awesome. And what would you say has been the most rewarding thing going through the process so far?
I agree with Lindsay. I think it's they teach you how to approach people.
Right.
Just to call and don't be shy and just talk. I think that's the most rewarding thing.
It is,
and also to collaborate with the other guys, because they totally just put you together with people that you don't know. So that's also quite cool.
And have you always been passionate about agriculture?
Well, I'm a marine engineer, so yeah, I like engineering stuff on the water.
And what does it mean to be a marine engineer? What's your dream?
What's my dream? I like the challenge that the water gives when you are building things or when you are analyzing things, because it's so dynamic.
What would you say is your favorite thing about being a founder of a company that you've discovered about yourself in this past 2 weeks?
I think it's the challenge. Just if it works, I think you will feel awesome. I think that will be the most rewarding thing, that from nothing you just create something.
And what if it doesn't work? Is it worth it?
It's also worth it, of course. Yeah. Even if it fails, you learn a lot, I think. And you will always keep the people that you met anyway. So I think it's worth it to try it. Why not?
Awesome. And how can people connect with you online?
Well, I have a Facebook and a LinkedIn profile. And the website of my company or my little startup is merdservices.com.
Can you spell all of those things for me? Can you spell your company name? And also, if people want to look you up, how they can find you?
So my name is Claudia Casanova, Claudia Casanova. And my company name is Merd Services, MERDSERVICES.
Hi, my name is Winia Farida, and I'm a participant in the X2 Labs program. It's really wonderful to be participating in this program, and then I learned a lot, especially about the aquaculture industry. My startup company is Aqua Innovations, and now we are working in the subsea feeder system because it's also related with the sea lice infection. The sea lice is always remains in the 4 meters in the water surface, and usually the infection happens when the feeding system process start, and the salmon is infected by the sea lice. So now we are focused on how we can create a subsea feeder system. And I think it's really interesting, and it's really cool.
Oh, so cool. Had you been passionate about agriculture before you started?
No, I was working in the oil industry, and then I know that the aquaculture industry is the important industry in Norway after oil and gas, and Norway is one of the biggest exporter for salmon. So I think this is a really great opportunity for me to learn about the aquaculture industry, and maybe it will be my new profession as a startup.
And yeah, what is your dream for this startup that you're creating? Where do you envision taking it?
I think that I'm just trying to try something new. And then I like to learn about new things, and I challenge myself. And I'm lucky to have a dream team. So we are from different backgrounds, one from HSE and one from Naval Engineer. So it's really cool.
What I love
together.
Totally. What I love about everybody talking today is like you've literally just taken action to create something new, not really even knowing where you're going to end up, but you're like, let me just move forward and create something. It's so cool.
I have a Facebook, LinkedIn, just connect me. My Facebook is Winia Farida Priyadi, and then my LinkedIn is Winia Farida.
And so, can you spell that for us?
W-I-N-I-A. F-A-R-I-D-A.
Awesome.
Okay, thank
Yay!
You.
Of course. Yes, hi, I'm Lynn Siri, and I'm also a participant in this X2 Labs experiment or program. It's been a very busy 2 weeks going from zero to here, and we've learned a lot of different stuff in aquaculture.
You know the saying, zero to hero.
I got finished with my master's degree in 1 month ago, and my boyfriend, he just looked it up on, I think it was applications online, some, I don't know where he discovered it, and he said, hey, you should look into this, send an application. And all of a sudden, I moved all my stuff from one city, Norway, to the other, and I started off, 2 weeks ago.
That's so cool. Yeah. I love that you just took the leap.
Yeah.
And so what is it about this startup world and accelerating forward that excites you, makes you feel really passionate?
To be honest, I didn't really know what I was going towards when I started this, but we're just having one day after another, and learning and contacting, and my background is business and management, so I kind of know the book stuff about it. I know how it's supposed to work, but seeing it in the real life, it's very exciting.
What's a mentality you use to take a step forward when you're absolutely afraid? Like, what do you think about in order to overcome being afraid in order to move forward?
You really don't know what you're going into, but when you have the idea, you can just talk with a lot of different people, and they will say, okay, if your idea is shit, then just forget about it, move forward, take another path, and you just communicate and take things down, break things down, and then you proceed. And we've talked to many people in the aquaculture, and
yeah, they are really honest and they motivate you to go.
Awesome. And tell us where to find your company.
My company is called Aquasalt, and we are working to we're working to keep the nets clean. So underwater, you have nets for the fish to swim in, and we want to provide a preventive so the algae won't grow on the nets. Aquasolved, it's AQUASOLVED .NO.
And where can people find you online?
You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn. You can send me an email. It's LINNSIRIOVERAAE. And on the mail, it's LSOVERAAE@gmail.com.
Awesome. Girls, thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. This has been amazing. I'm so excited to see what comes of all of your companies. Please keep me posted. Everybody, be sure to connect with all these girls. You have the crazy spellings of their names. And it's been such a fun day. I'm so grateful to be here in Norway with X2. And I think it's just like an absolutely inspirational day. You know, to connect with more awesome women in tech, just go to womenintechvip.com. That takes you straight to the Facebook group, womenintechvip.com, or connect with me at Esprit Devora or at Women in Tech Show. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision. Our incredible partner, Hack Reactor, helping people become legitimate engineers, is offering an outstanding scholarship program. If you don't take advantage of this, that's just nuts. Go to hackreactor.com/scholarships and enter Women in Tech. That's hackreactor.com/scholarships and enter the code Women in Tech.